Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey. Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500. Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
I'm Dave Asprey, and you're listening to Bulletproof Radio. This is a Bulletproof Radio short report. Most of the short reports are about hard-hitting new science that you can use, but every now and then I answer questions or I provide other information for people.
Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of 6 different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit arrcled.com.
Today, I'm going to be answering some questions and explaining the Bulletproof Sleep Induction Mat, which is something that you may have noticed that we have on the site. It's not something I talk about that often, but it's something that I use just about every night. If you're looking for an easy way to put yourself into deep sleep without using drugs and things like that, there's a way to do it that is non-obvious. And I've been sleep hacking for a very long time. I've written lots of posts about it. I've been interviewed on national news about it. And the technology that I use, along with many others here, is based on a really ancient practice. And I even travel with this quite often, but not always. And the sleep induction mat is, well, it looks kind of like a large pillowcase crossed with a porcupine. And here's what it looks like if you're watching. The front of it is covered with extra long, very sharp plastic spikes. The back of it has everything you ever wanted to know about famous quotes for sleep, and it's actually a really slick thing to have on your bed anyway. And the way this works is really kind of funny. Your nervous system worries about stuff when you're going to sleep. So your fight or flight response is always kind of keeping one eye open, and it's wondering, what's next? What should I be worrying about? When you lay on something that's sharp like this, these don't penetrate your skin, but they activate the acupressure points, and they make that part of your body go, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm being stung by a million bees. Of course, it's not true, and it's not even that much pain, but it's enough to make your body pay attention. And then when you don't jump up and run away, the body realizes, oh, I guess it's time to calm down. You've seen this with a puppy. If you've ever held a struggling puppy until it just goes limp, you can do that to your nervous system. And there's this incredible relaxation that comes when your body relaxes, realizes, oh, I thought there was something in this spiky mat that was somehow risky, but there wasn't. So when that relaxation comes, you get deeper sleep all night long. And it's remarkable. You lay in it for a few minutes, you stimulate the acupressure points, and at first, like, this is kind of intense. And then all of a sudden, you're like, actually, no, it just feels good. And you just melt into it. So this is just a way to help get into deeper sleep faster. It also increases blood circulation, which has an effect on releasing endorphins and other kind of beneficial hormones that come in response to the increased blood flow. It turns out you have a ton of acupuncture meridians all along your back. The ones along the spine and shoulders boost relaxation and give you that deep restfulness so you get more energy when you wake up. The idea is if you're going to go to sleep faster and sleep deeper. And using the acupuncture or acupressure meridians in your back can really help you do that. The experience is first like a flood of warmth to your back, and then you just get this huge dramatic release of muscle tension and just melting is the way I describe it. Most of the technology for this comes from China, India, the Middle East, and some from Russia. You might have seen people laying on a bed of nails, doing advanced yoga. It's the same idea. This just isn't quite as extreme, and it's not going to actually be dangerous for you. I suppose it might be also useful for making coleslaw if you shredded cabbage on your sleep induction mat, but I've never tried that. Here's how you use it. You lay the mat down on the bed or the floor, and you put a small pillow above the mat. You lie down slowly and just let the nodules on it press into your back. The acupressure nodules are pretty long, but they won't penetrate your skin. Just lie down slowly and just relax. The endorphins come pretty quickly. Usually about 15 minutes is good. Some people do 30 or 40 minutes. When I was writing the Bulletproof Diet book, I only slept about 2 hours a night, 4 or 5 nights straight, in order to just get the content out, just get out of my head and onto paper. So every night I would go to sleep on this mat, and one time I actually slept for 2 hours on it, and it didn't cause any harm to me, but it sure felt weird when I woke up. So it's a safe thing to do. I recommend about 15 minutes for the average person. If it's too intense, put on a t-shirt and it won't be too intense. The other thing that is remarkable here is that back tension gets better, your overall energy flow feels better. And for me, I've been a tenderfoot my whole life. I've walked outside for long periods of time and it just always hurts. So what I started doing with my sleep induction mat was I put it on the floor when I'm sitting in my office chair or even when I'm standing at my stand desk. And I just learned how to stand on it. And now I can walk out in the backyard with the kids, even over terrain that I never could have tolerated, even when I was trying to. And I just feel like it's helped my feet by pressing on those energy meridians and on the nerves there. It's helped them to become more resilient. I've also used it for like a midday recharge. If I'm just really tired, I want to lay down for 10 minutes, you lay down on this. It causes more relaxation than you normally would. You can also use it on your stomach. A few people use it for anti-aging on the face to encourage blood flow, although I never really liked that use of it. And this is one of those things that it's reusable, it's shareable, and not terribly expensive, but it really does affect your sleep quality. And I recommend you give it a shot.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.